Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Alexander Koberitze, I hope I pronounce it right, director of What Do We See When We Look at the Sky, in competition here at the festival. So welcome. First of all, thank you so much for this interview, for being with us, with me.
Cool. Thank you that I can be here.
So normally my first question is always an introductory one, and I normally ask the director to describe their film. But in this case, I found myself having troubles to define the film. So I'm asking you, could we say that is a love story, or is it more of a journey to defining love, the rules of attraction, and what a love story is composed by?
I think it's both. At least in the beginning, there was a love story. And then it grew and grew. And in the end, I hope it's more, because I don't know, if we have only a love story, then so you have to be a genius to make a film which is only a love story and is really good. For me, I have to add more stuff to make it interesting. But it starts with love story.
While reading about the film, I read that you introduce the idea of a curse and the failing to connect between the two lovers, as you were inspired by a gemstone that, according to your childhood, was used to protect you from the evil eye. Is that correct? How did you start from that and then develop the story?
I think you have it in many cultures. Yes. So I just remember that then I used to have it as a kid, but also when I grew up, many babies had it on their hands mostly. But now I don't see it anymore. Almost, at least the people I know, they don't do it anymore. Many friends of mine get kids now, but they don't do it. So I somehow asked myself, what's the difference? Like, is the evil eye gone, that we don't need these stones anymore, or people don't believe in it, or would I do it with my kid? It's interesting. I think it's a bit the other way. This is what these things are, things which I want to offer to the others, like through cinema. Because the cinema is thing I try to do, and the things are important things which I think are disappearing. So it was important for me to talk about this thing, and the medium I talk through is cinema. And cinema is also very good to talk about stuff like this, because through cinema you can make people believe some things, and because you can show things which happen in front of their eyes. Yeah, there are things which you see and you can't deny that you saw it.
I have to say that there's a strange feeling of calm in the main character's reaction to this curse, and it's and even around them, the other characters feel like they're inside this bubble. I don't know how to explain it better. What did you want that?
Me and also the people I made the film together with, I don't know, we have a big problem with the rhythm of the surrounding we have to live in, also with some visual things which we have to experience every day. I have a feeling it makes me crazy, and I'm also part of this rhythm, so it's some kind of a contra to all this what we have to experience, but not only for us, but it's also something we want to share, like to give a little bit of time to the eyes of the people to relax. I don't know, the art was trying for many years somehow to show how horrible everything is by showing it even more horrible. And somehow I don't think that that's the purpose of the art in general. Also not it's not also the purpose of the art to make forget everything, the reality, and just be calm. Of course not. But I think in our film we tried to make both somehow, that it's relaxing, but also somehow to awake some feelings.
I have to say that this calmness, this feelings I felt were also delivered by your choice of having a voiceover. So I wanted to ask you about that as well, about this choice.
Yeah. I had a voiceover in every film I made before. I'm afraid that I will have in every film I'll make after. It's something which belongs to the cinema for me. But when I narrated it by myself, I tried every time before, but somehow it never worked. And this time I had the feeling I have to speak there, and I have to be able to say I. That it's like my really me speaking, not someone speaking for me. I don't know. I always had problem with hearing myself because, like, my hero in a filmical way, but especially in narration of films, Nanni Moretti, when I hear how he speaks, then I think, okay, I don't speak. But for this film, I had to try. And I think in the end it's okay.
One last thing, like last question related to Berlinale. How are you experiencing this, like a virtual Berlinale? What are your first thoughts about this?
I live with the hope that in June there will be screenings in a cinema. And that how somehow gives strength and good mood. Otherwise, it would be very sad. But like this, it's okay.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Alexander Koberidze, director of What Do We See When We Look at the Sky, screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.